The 13th cheque is usually used as a token of appreciation and a means of boosting morale within the civil service. In election season, it goes a long way in winning favor with a major segment of the population. On Hemari podcast, entrepreneur Kudzai Mobaiwa questioned the idea behind such public sector bonuses, given how many people were told to stay home during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
There's even talk of a 13th cheque, which I'm wondering about because, again, on the basis of productivity, I'm not sure anybody deserves one. You see, the keyword being deserves, because this entitlement needs to end. If as a nation we need to be tightening belts, then it's got to be across the board. 13th cheque was all fine and dandy when we're making the money. The question is, do we have it now? I am a big believer in productivity-based bonuses.
President of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Obet Masaraure, says workers deserve the bonus.
Teachers, like other workers, deserve to be paid a bonus, whether there have been disruptions during the course of the year or not, because whenever they get an opportunity to work, they give their all to their responsibilities.
Since the lockdowns were eased, teachers have not been reporting for duty, saying they are incapacitated by their financial situation amid the country's long-running economic crisis. Masaraure, however, notes that the bonus is nothing to write home about.
Our 13th cheque is just 100% of the basic salary, of which our basic salary is currently pegged at Zimbabwean dollar 3,000, which is slightly around $30. This is like an annual bonus for having worked for the whole year, and you are only getting $30 in appreciation. If we are going to be adding all our incomes for November, we'll come up with a total of $150, which will be the total income, including the bonus itself. Now, this is just an equivalent of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's breakfast.
What's worse, Masaraure says, the bonus is used to come in US dollars instead of the local currency, which has been losing value since it was introduced. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinavashe from Harare.